cute. He's just red
We
warm
loved it
now.
so much, everyone. We brought the baby back.
Zosia. Oh, everybody, welcome to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and Zosia. It's like the baby in The
Oh, yeah.
Incredibles. Do you remember when he's walking
I
around
do.
shooting fire everywhere? That's a
Isn't
great
that what
movie.
we're doing? It is a great movie. We just loved it. It's just we felt what it's isn't it just always a reminder to be like a child? So it's just contagious. I love it.
It's so good.
Maybe it's a staple.
I love it. It's wonderful. I say keep it coming.
Let's keep it going. How are you? I love your laugh too. How is it going?
Haven't snorted yet, though. I
No,
mean,
not
no more.
yet. It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. I'm
It's a
so good.
cute snort.
Oh, thank you. It's like the Miss Piggy snort, right?
I say nothing.
Oh, I am so good. I am so good. How are you?
I'm good. I just made a cup of ginger tea, so I look at the little, fortune or whatever it's called, the little label. It says, "Let your greatness shine." No, let your greatness show from your inner light.
Do you know, I just
That's all,
literally,
y'all. Well, you have the same one. Is that what you're going to
do
say?
you know, I was doing the same thing, except I have hawthorn berry tea.
Ooh.
When it's good for the heart, when you know all is light, you are enlightened.
And we're done. See you next week.
Yeah, that's it. Show's
Teachers
over.
read tea bags.
Just kidding, Thomas. Just kidding, Mr. T. Just kidding. Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'm not going to say anything about what happened this week, like that thing, Ozosha. That thing. The
What
fake,
thing?
the fake, the fake, that, never mind. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Happy last day and Thursday,
Yes.
or something. Happy last day in what is this month? November.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I hope everyone has had a wonderful week and enjoying the shows today. As you know this, Zosia, as I'm sure many of the listeners already know, the fire hose approach does not work. So it was really cool to be able to. It was like a study. It was like a study. Okay, we're observing. We're in neutral, and just hearing the different conversations and maybe dropping a seed, here and there. Like, oh, wasn't it great when life was just with simpler times, without all this tech. And so that, it's just to get the res just to hear the response. And maybe it was the response that you felt the conversation would flow into, or maybe not. So it helped to teach me. I need to go slower. I got to go slower. All right. So that was the it's a constant study, as Q has told us. They're constantly learning through us, through our eyes, through your eyes, Peter Gabriel.
I love that too. It is observing it. So you want to keep the crowd. It's not from a point of I know more per se, but when you know different, I found with the beings I were with, I was really exciting in so many ways because I feel, in our own lives, well, for me in particular, I have my own experience in the world, and I just always so excited to witness and feel and see the light growing so much, but to see it in others and to feel others awakening in their little ways, it was just so much coherence and kindness and fun. It's been really fun. But sometimes I would plant a seed, but sometimes it was the size of an avocado pit, a little bit larger. But it's interesting because and I reflect on myself at that time. I just see myself from where I used to be. And it's this really sweet opening, really, really beautiful to witness. I always would ponder when Q would speak, like, how is the light doing it? It really helped me detach and just see how it, because he asked me and he asked others, well, how would you do it? And I always loved, it just made me neutral by observing how is a light coming back into this planet, the thousand Jesuses, sort of what is the mission and how does it look? So I'd start to look at it more that way. And it's very cool to feel the operational level, perhaps. You know, you can watch the news and see things like that. That those are the pieces that are waking up beings I have been with, in certain ways. And then I would just add kind of what you said, like another perspective, or way back when tech would came into question, there are really significant observations about tech. Not that it's removed from everyone's lives, but observations of that, it just doesn't stop. How do you balance it? You know, how do you do it? And just that awareness was a big one, waking up. And there's lots of tech around, but you know, baby steps, like you said. We're not doing the ice bucket challenge here with information.
It's so funny. Well, I will say something that I used to be, just to tack onto what you just shared. I used to, oh, I gotta be right. Right. I got to be right. Look what I know right now. I'm like, why do I know this information? Like, there's people that are walking around that have no clue and they're just zippity doo dah, zippity a. Like, they're just, I don't want to say the word, but just unaware. Why do we, what, I guess an answer was shared with me. Well, you got to go through, you got to go through hell before you get, you got to go th the only way out is in, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I always feel ascension is an inside job. It's an inside job. Go within. It's up to us,
That's right.
to reflect it back. And it's the questions. It's someone told me years ago, the quality of your questions determine the quality of your life. And I'd ponder that for a really, because I was always a questioner. It's not just new. Ever since I was young, a quiet, you know, shy, quiet, just kept to myself. But I would always have a question. Because I always, it just was my nature. But when someone said that to me many, many years ago, I was like, wow, isn't that true? It really is true. Like, are we there yet? Or, you know what I'm saying? Then there's certain questions that really, I feel like the quality of a question is really like one that one reflects upon from your own work, from your own journey, your own observation, then forms the question for the next step, the next stage. It helps. I would love when Q would ask, can you ask that again? Recognizing he'd really try and feel the person's question, what they were really asking. And I feel that's true in my experience as well. What question? And then sometimes there are no questions. You know, I asked someone, I said, do you ever have questions about that? Or like, how did you feel about that? And someone said, well, you know, sometimes I just have to sit with it. I said, I get that. And that's not my business, you know, really, what someone does with it. Avocado pits sometimes are harder to digest than a
Exactly.
poppy seed.
Well, can I ask you, what prompted the questions for you? Was it on this journey? What prompted the questions? Was it confusion or just seeking?
Yeah, I'd say I always observed. So I was always, even when I was young, maybe I lost it at a certain point in college. I'm not really sure, but I always, when I really go back to my files, I was always observing, which led to a level of processing. So I always sought to understand, not kind of the ways in the world, but is it matching what I'm feeling? Do you know what I mean? So it was really clarifying. So to both confusion, I'd always try and clarify because I always felt kind of odd. Right, in the choir. So my questions would be, am I odd? Or this is how I see it. How do you see it? Okay, no one sees it this way. What is wrong? Well, I didn't beat myself up, but I just observed that I'm different. So I got just a little bit quieter. But does that answer your question?
It does. It does. And it goes into the article. Well, I'll get to that later, but yes. So it wasn't confusion per se. It sounds like you just knew that there was more, but you weren't really getting, the people around you weren't really feeling the same, but It sounds like you weren't judging yourself, you were just observing. Okay. I have more.
Yeah, and
I
oh,
yeah.
go ahead, please go.
Just saying that you have. I'm observing that I have more questions, and you're to me, it was seeking. I was always seeking because I knew that there was more. I wanted to expand more and more, and this expansion never stopped. So that's what it sounds. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that kind of how it was for you?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you. And also calling into cue, I would feel that they weren't really even sometimes my own personal questions, if that makes sense. And some were, but sometimes I guess I wanted to know, do I fit in this place? Because I just sometimes didn't, or most of my life didn't fit in many ways. I could function. I knew how to function. I knew how to make friends, but I still didn't really fit. So it was really until I met Q, it's like, oh my gosh, someone gets me. So he helped me sort my light, helped me sort my knowledge by asking my questions in a way that would sort of answer my own questions inside, and it would give me a sense of validation, like, oh my gosh, I'm here. You know what I mean? I don't even know how to explain it, but it just hit on so many notes that it wasn't about being right, but yes, I am coherent in what I'm experiencing. What I was observing was actually accurate. Just no one recognized it until I met Q. So that's, why I had so many questions as well. I feel it just kept coming through me. But is that your experience? What is your experience when you would have questions, or maybe to what my friend had said in the past, like the type of quality of the questions determine the quality of your life? I mean, were you always a questioner? Did that come at a certain point? Because we're all had different journeys. We could have all had different implants or different whatever. It's endless. So how is it for you?
I would say I just trying to, fit in, trying to fit in, and trying to make it fit, forcing it. But I just found myself really starting to question. You know when it happened for me, Zosia? It happened for me after I graduated from nursing school and I started working as a nurse. And of course, nothing is like what you experience in school out, when you're working, at least in what's portrayed in that profession. No disrespect to the nursing profession. There's many beautiful nurses who love what they do and provide a beautiful service. But I was like, so this is it. This has got to be more to life than, working all the time, and you get 1 or 2 weeks of vacation a year, and it's just rinse and repeat every day. And I remember the time that was the happiest for me was when I got in the bed to go to sleep, because just during the it just I it just wasn't enjoyable. So the questions came around that time of, okay, you went to school, you graduated, you're in your quote profession, your career, and this is it, and you do this for how many years, and that's it. Like, this got to be, I'm like, really? Like, this is a joke. I remember asking my dad, I'm like, this is it? Like, are you he's like, yeah, golden handcuffs. I'm like, yeah, that's what he called it, golden handcuffs, because you're stuck. Like, well, we're perceived as we're stuck. They have you in the system,
Yeah. That's also connects to the beings I was with are noticing parts of the system where I'd point out, and it's kind of similar to this one, isn't it? Or that, or watching a movie, and do you know what Hollywood means? And then talk about that. It's like, isn't that kind of odd? They would name it after spell casting. So it's to your point, in a sense, pointing out to others about the system only when they share some things like that, and like your dad shared. It's cool. It's cool. The awakening to watch where we're at as well. It feels super fast.
Well, speaking of fast,
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question, and the Q did this on the
It's so exciting.
show.
Go ahead.
How are you? I want to get really slow, Zosia. I want to take things.
I am so wonderful. How are you? Just fantastic. And I feel you. I feel you too. I feel your presence.
It's so beautiful.
It's so funny. I'm glad you did that because you reminded me. I was actually walking on the beach where I'm at. I'm not in my place where I live. And I still feel so different around here. And it was about presence. I can find moments of presence with others, but when will we be, not when, we are getting towards being in really present presence, like a longevity of time to really be with someone. Now, for me, one-on-one is always ideal because I feel everyone else sometimes I get overwhelmed, but I cannot wait to be in that kind of deep presence where everything, there's no hurry. Just to know, in fact, I shared, just to connect to that, I was sharing something with my children who know I have a radio show, support me, ask questions about it, but they haven't heard it yet. I haven't told them the name of it yet. Just space. It just didn't, it just, it'll come at the perfect time. And I said, you know, it's interesting because I'll talk on the show with Lauren and I've shared things here that most people in my life wouldn't even know about. I said, and so it's interesting to talk with Lauren and to hold presence. We just really feel our heart and what wants to come out of our heart. We just go and share. And when I reflect on it, there's conversations you and I have had that I have never had at a dinner table or a party. Now, with my children, that's different. Yes, they know a lot about me. We share our hearts a lot, but still not everything because sometimes it just didn't come up at that moment. So it's interesting. I don't know if you felt that, you know, upon me saying that, do you feel like we talk about more things, more intimate, more authentic, or always authentic? But more intimate, more details. What do you feel?
I do, because I mean, this is, I've said it before, this is like a living journal. I mean, I'm basically sharing, you know, my unique experience. You're sharing yours. We're comparing note, we're not comparing, we're, you know, we're sharing our you know, notes on observations, and when things pop up, how do we work through them? Because you know, I'm not perfect. I'm learning as I go.
And it's
So,
beautiful. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
go ahead.
It just came to me that it's really about frequency, not perfection, because who what is perfect? Who defines that? You know, and I felt just when you said, "How are you?" and holding presence when I first heard Q and Asha and Mermaid speaking, I felt my spirits upon hindsight, I want to sound like them. How do I sound like them? Okay, there is a question. And when you ask a question like that to your spirit, to your universe, everything got highlighted of what didn't fit and what fit. All the black spots on my own sun were highlighted to me because that's a big question. So it's cool how the light works. I asked that question of myself quietly, never said it out loud until now. Maybe once before, I don't know, but it's just an example of asking that question. How could I hang out with them? I know it's not about perfection because I've heard their stories too. You know what I mean? But it's just getting to a frequency, getting to a space that outside of here is space, that zero point energy, whatever everyone uses, whatever word people use. That was the carrot to the at one of the end one of the carrots at the end of my stick, an inner peace as well, because I have felt peaceful, but my frequency might not have always been where I wanted, but I could still be in peace and my mind raising. So it's kind of a combination. It was a combination for me. So.
Interesting. I like how you said it's frequency, not perfection. You know, because I'm still, you know, I still observe things in myself. It's a continual project, of habits and things that I do. And but now I'm like, okay, I'm aware. At least I'm aware, right? I'll just I flip it and I'm like, I at least am aware. I have the awareness.
Yeah, and the authenticity, and you're asking your own questions. And my words on that, you're asking your own questions. Okay, I observe this, and what do I do about it?
Yeah.
If that's your question, you see what I mean? I feel we all have those questions, and we found ourselves in this space. We found ourselves in queue, not for a lack of reason or lack of questioning. That's just how I observe it in me. I love the frequency because I did remember Asha saying something. It was when people were asking about money. She said, "You don't need the money, you need the frequency." I was like, wow, isn't that true?
Oh, so
Because
true.
then what does the frequency bring? The frequency starts reflecting a different creation, really. That's what I observe in my life. That's why I feel so odd sometimes walking around. I went to a bookstore. I just, shrunk my light, held it in my body. Nothing, just it's just my due diligence. And was in total peace, people all around and just watching, and really felt like, where the heck am I? But I did it with someone who wanted to go, and it was peaceful, and we had fun. And I was like, oh, look, right to the front of the line, or this line opened up as we walked by. It's just fun to watch the little synchronicities, as we've talked about so many times. And it does feel like a stranger in a strange land, though, still sometimes.
Yeah, and I make it, it's interesting to observe because I make it a point when I go out, whether I'm at the store and I'm checking out, I'll address people by their name and I'll say, "How's your day? How are you? How's your day going?" Because I know a lot of times when you're in big corporations, you just feel like a number. And right, and so that makes I don't know that does something that really warms my heart. Engaging and in interacting with people in that way, because you know what happens, Zosha? They pause and they look at me and they respond and they usually smile. Or I was at a cafe, a coffee shop, getting a drink, a latte lush, a latte. And I'm perfecting the drink. Okay. It's taken a while. I found the ticket though. It is high altitude. It's coffee beans that are grown at a high altitude. That's the ticket.
Oh,
That's what I'm finding.
I have to check that out.
And they gotta, the whip has gotta be a certain consistency. They're like,
Is
what?
key.
I'm like, froth, the whip.
And presence and care, great care, to takes time to get that froth slash whip.
It does. And when you have a little heart or something or a little design, I mean, come on, like that just makes me smile. I'm like a nut when they bring it out. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at it. It's just so pretty.
You make me laugh by saying that. Just as a side note, before I came away, I went to this one coffee shop where no one really does that much anymore. So this young man does it, and every time, same thing. I say to him, I said, "Your coffees make me happy. I really smile at the effort you put into the designs." And he smiled the first time, and the second time, he's like, "I appreciate you, really appreciate you saying that." I was like, because he's taking great care. So I
It's art.
recognized it. And I recognize it, and that's the light. That's again the light in us reflecting back to the light in them. It's love.
That's right. That's right. And so you know what I did at this coffee shop?
What?
I was getting ready to get on the road, and I love writing little notes on the bill, on the receipt. Just sharing, thank you for your smile, or thank you for your presence with me, or it's things like that. So I wrote on this gentleman that was serving me. He was just so nice, and I tipped him, and then I wrote, thank you for being you. So I go into the bathroom. I'd use the bathroom before I get in the car. And as I'm walking out, he comes outside and he's like, "Ma'am, ma'am, here's a cup. Here's a cup for the road."
Oh, that's so sweet.
I wasn't expecting it. I just love doing that.
It's so sweet. But look at the way, like just look at the way. Again, I'm back to like saying, how does a light work? Look what's reflected back to you.
Yeah, and
Right?
you're right. And for me it was engagement, being present, slowing down. Have you ever come across somebody who they're providing a service and whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And hi, how are you? It's just going through the motions, and they don't even look at you.
Yeah, a coffee shop by me closed. And I was like, and because I would wonder, I'd always be so friendly and same, do things like that. And sometimes you just can't get people that they just sometimes just don't respond. That's fine. We know about the world and people. But I always walked out sort of confused. Like, well, if you keep treating people like that, you're not going to get customers. And then it closed like 8 months later.
Wow.
And I felt, huh, because does someone ask the question, what am I doing here? What is my purpose at work? Do I love work? Do I hear, you know, were they living their highest excitement? Was it perfect? I mean, there's so, you could just weave every cue show around all of that
Yeah.
and see for their own thing. And well, the business closed. Or are we growing in consciousness and light that we are no longer participating in places that aren't of light, you know, as a collective? I don't
Yeah.
know.
I just find that very interesting. Not to judge. I just it's just an observation.
Well, and it's like that frequency. Now, to say there was really some misery sometimes if people really didn't want to be there. So I'd command my coffee back, right back up to a beautiful life. And I didn't go much anymore. But yeah, it's fascinating to watch. That's always my excitement too, to see, wow, it's just the dark can't stick to it here. I'm not saying the beings were dark, but whatever that frequency comes from.
Yeah, and I feel, 'cause I mean there were times years ago when I was kind of like that, what I just described to you. It's because I was in my head. I was doing something that I wasn't enjoying. If I was really tired, if I was just worn out and just I would I you know that I would have times where I would be like that. So it's not to judge. But it's because you're in your head, I would think, or you're whether whatever ego, unhappy,
And don't you see it better because you experienced it? I experienced it as well. You know, I came not always sustained peace, that's for sure. But you just look back and it's just a question, huh? Was I like that? And you observe. It is observing ourselves. We're not even that. You know, I love remembering. I'm spirit. I share this with my children too. You know, you're not really even a human. I'm like, what? I'm like, we're spirits. We just have a human. We're animating through a human.
It's
I
and
feel that could have been the one I had to sit with. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
well, I love that you brought up that you teed it up with talking to your children about spirit and we're a spirit. So I have been playing with this, Sosha. Slowing down decision making, because I tend to get really excited and, oh, look at this. Oh, yeah, let's do this. This sounds like so much fun. Yeah. I just get super excited. And there's nothing wrong with that,
Yeah.
but I want to make sure it's coming from the right place. So I'm curious, I was talking to somebody and I was telling them I'm following my spirit. And they said, "Well, what do you mean?" I said, "Well, I'm following my heart." And just breaking that down, how does spirit work? Spirit, no deliberation. It's, oh yeah, Let's do that. You know, there's no thought. You just, it's just yes, or you're excited, right? Versus making a decision from your head. And it's a continual study. But does anything come up for you for that, with that, what I just said?
Yeah, what came to me is feeling it's really for me synergizing my spirit with my body when I would go through the observations and still do, you know, still watch every decision I make or choice doesn't come with this euphoria. It's still observing and feeling and literally living 5 miles per hour most of the time. But I feel that what you're touching on is recognizing the spirit versus the head, synergizing the spirit to the body. And once that become for me, once that becomes just became easier and easier and easier, and I would observe it. I'll be honest, it's every day. I would say I've worked every day of my life really looking at myself as an adult, at least for the past 20 years. No, but a lot of my life just observing. I feel that's what you're saying as well. We all just say it differently sometimes. But it's feeling that light within. That true spirit, our true self, what does it want to do? Because it speaks, I experience it, it speaks differently. It feels different. Now, sometimes I learn in hindsight a lot.
Yeah, me too.
But does that touch on what you're saying?
It does. It does. I have another question, but wanted to say here, I highlighted this from the For the People article, one of the recent ones, Perception. The mind and the senses limit and confuse, right? The spirit and the heart offer truth and peace. And we seek truth when nothing makes sense. Truth is our peace. So I don't know. That was just profound to me. It was just, I mean, I already know this, but it was worded a different way. And I
Yeah.
just really, really loved it.
It's, I was going to ask if you wanted to go into it more, but I feel like, yeah, we know this, but it's this constant, like making a diamond. It's a form of pressure and also like pebble dashing, you know what I mean? To smooth out the surface. It just doesn't happen in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
What stood out to you about it? It is beautiful.
Just how you feel when you do make a decision and this profound sense of peace comes over you.
Yeah, oh sorry.
Go
There's
ahead.
a pause. So I've really apologized for stepping in a second. No, go ahead. It's perfect. I have to practice the pause better.
Me too. Me too.
I forgot what you were saying now.
Making a decision from the heart, there's a profound sense of peace that I experience, and it's exactly what this article says.
That's right. Mermaid said something similar to that on a recording I heard, and it's about she said something like, when it's in the heart, it feels euphoric, it feels good. In the head, it can be confusing, or these are not her exact words, but just more of a struggle or a difficulty in the head. That's what, and that matches with my observations as well. Sometimes you do just know right away, and sometimes it just requires months for me. Or weeks, you know, every situation is different.
Right.
And what connects in, how do you feel about this? And is that the Perception article? Okay, so what I loved as well is the quote, a change in frequency is a change in perception, consciousness, reality, and possibilities. And that's where we started speaking about frequency, when our frequency is that whatever frequency we want to be at, you know, I'll observe. Okay, is this state of where I'm at right now where I want to be? No, switch. And I just drop back down into my heart. It's that easy. But then it changes the perception. You know, as I'm coming into the group of beings I'm with, it's never been more peaceful. Is everyone growing their light? Or am I reflecting, you know, this is our own questions for ourselves in our situations we find ourselves. Am I reflecting back this situation? Because if I used to anticipate, oh, it's going to be tense. Well, guess what I'm going to get?
Yep.
Right. So back to the black spot, I really recognize not looking at the black spots, just focusing on the limitless possibilities, not with effort, just it's going to be beautiful. It just didn't go in with any expectations, just being present to what wants to happen and what happens. And then it's reflected back. I feel like it matches the frequency I'm bringing in.
I find that it's easier. It's getting with more light coming in, I feel that it's easier to the people that I don't know, I feel that they're receiving it too. I just it's easier. It's not as being in certain situations, it's not as difficult as it was maybe a year or a couple years ago or even a year ago.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So do you feel like in at your event was is it a result of your light growing and how you're seeing it, or and it could be both, right? Not to go into our heads about it, but are you also noticing people becoming a bit different, perhaps using more light?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's still the ones that, just if you bring something up, I brought up the Age of Disclosure documentary that's just come out, and it was kind of shot down, not directly, but I'm like, okay, that's okay. But I was in neutral about it. So maybe by me being in neutral, I wasn't reacting, right? I had no energy to give it. To feed it, maybe it was me doing it all on my own, and that's what I got reflected back to me.
Yeah, that's a great example. That's a great example. Yeah, I love
Yeah,
that.
thank you,
To observe
thank you.
that. Yep, being, yeah, not being reactive.
Yeah, because that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's the. Sorry, go ahead.
Nope. And not needing something, not needing that response, not expecting something.
Yeah. And something else that came up that was I was speaking with an individual about high frequency fabric. And they were genuinely very, I feel they were genuinely very interested, but they said, well, when you say frequency, what do you mean? And I'm like, how do you explain frequency? And it's how, it's like the wind. You don't see it, but you feel it, and you know it's there, right? So frequency, it's how something makes you, how you feel. It's a, how would you describe it, Zosha?
I often describe frequency as my radio station. What if you could tune the radio station to a staticky AM or a smooth listening one without static? To me, that's a frequency example.
Okay.
It
Okay.
just, but it's what you're saying. It's a feeling. So I feel like I would always ask the person back, like, or in music, how do you feel when you listen to music? There's a frequency that resonates with myself or yourself at any moment. That's how it, or the vibration of something as well. It's another
Yeah.
word, but how something vibrates.
I like that. I like that. It's like watching these old black and white movies, like South Pacific, Sayonara. I mean, I could go on and on. Those are just some examples. Wink, wink, James Michener. It just felt clean. It felt good versus some of the stuff that, the shoot 'em up movies that are out now. Like, yeah, I don't know why that just came up, but I just, watching The Sound of Music, it just felt so good and so clean and so, I don't know, it just felt. Feels good. Does that make
Yeah,
sense?
yes, it does. Wholesome.
Yes, wholesome.
Wholesome. Or it just resonates. I don't know. That's funny putting words on it, right? You just know. And I wonder if people, if they haven't, what I find interesting too, have you found this with the question of frequency? How would they observe it? Sometimes they bounce the question back. How does it feel to you? How would you define it? Because it's the seeking and the answer of oneself that helps as well.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Are you asking me that question?
Yeah. Oh, I was just wondering, how do you feel about that? Like sometimes you can give an example to someone, but until they ask that question too, it goes deeper. But it's all helpful. And another example too is for a person who asked me that question. Well, did you ever go into a room where someone had a fight? Or how do you feel when you see a mom kiss her baby or a baby laugh? How do you feel? It's such an authentic frequency.
Yeah, those are
And
good. I like that. I like those.
but it's exactly what you said. It's about feeling it, feeling it's all about feeling it within.
We've been trained to, if you can't see it, it's not real. It doesn't exist. We've been programmed to quote think that way. So I, it's a paradigm shift. It's really, it's a different, I mean, it's a whole different way of living, of experiencing, of perceiving, of perception of your environment and the people. It's a complete shift from what, you know, what I'm sure we all,
Point
you know.
zero zero five.
Yeah, exactly.
It's to what you're saying in that article, in the higher frequencies, if I can read it, in the higher
Yeah.
frequencies, the heart and spirit are our guides. We acknowledge Mr. Good without any judgment of good or bad. He's simply a frequency that's resonant with us or not. That's really helped me ending relationships that were black spots on my son by just n being neutral. And really just observing it for what it is. And if we, I love this too, if we notice Mr. Good shaking hands and chumming with Mr. Bad, we may find that quite interesting due to the frequencies being so different. If it's interesting enough, we may receive an inner knowing from the spirit and heart, offering reflection that may be important for our own well-being. This information is generally the opposite of what the mind and the senses would have offered or concluded. Kind of what you touched on as well about, you know, how it feels in the head making a decision.
So so after reading this article, you know, and all the stuff that's, you know, playing out in the movie right now, with you know, the news or the level of confusion right now, I feel that what we're seeing, to me, it's brilliant because it really drives you, it really propels you to a place of, well, what's truth then? What if I've been listening to this news station forever and now they're saying this and what? This is confusing. So I feel it's just brilliant how it's all been set up and played out. There's a reason why it's happening the way it's happening. How do you feel about that?
Oh, agreed, because I see the beings I'm with now waking up from that. And the ones that are open are the ones that be openly admit is I just don't know what to believe anymore. Or I just stop watching this because one says this and the other says that. And then I just keep pointing out the beauty of being in your heart. Now, some I can share that with, some not so much, but I just commend them on their openness because it is very confusing. So how do you know what's true? And then someone could talk about war propaganda or the history, or, you know, just everyone has a different little in of where they can receive, and that's been helpful.
Oh, I
And
have a great example.
oh, go for it.
Sorry, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, I just had one last thing. Get this. I must have written this down during the week. I have this little quote. Your energy is your signature. Your frequency is your compass. Your vibration is your contribution. And that's
Ooh.
by the spiritual explorer. And I happen
Okay.
to write, vibration is energy in motion.
I like
We're all
that.
energy. So, anyway, not to get too technical, but
No,
go
I
for it.
like it.
What'd you have? What'd you have?
Can you repeat that, Zosha?
Where I said, vibration is energy in motion?
What the compass, the can you what you just
Oh,
what you
yes. Your energy is your signature. So, let me just hold that there. We all have our own signature, we all feel. We have our own Merkaba. We have our own signature. So your energy is your signature. Your frequency is your compass. And your vibration is your contribution.
I like that. I have to close my eyes and just feel it. When yeah, I do that a lot. Beautiful, beautiful. So when you were talking about confusion and being open, So I've been watching The Chosen, and I, yeah, because I don't, you know, there's a lot of misinformation in the Bible, but there's, you know, there's some truth, you know, so it's like, well, I'm just not going to look at it all together, right? That's kind of, I'm the person that had like five different Bibles and, you know, Eastern, you know, there's a lot of different versions. So I just put it all away.
Wiped it
But
off the table.
yeah, I did. But it was watching The Chosen, and I this example came to me when you were discussing being open. So I don't remember. I think it was the last episode of the first season. Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee, a Pharisee, I believe. Yeah, Pharisee at the Sadducees and Pharisees. I can't remember the difference, but he's a Pharisee. And Jesus, Yeshua, you know, he genuinely is interested in meeting him and talking with him, and he's so open. But you know, all the other Pharisees, like, oh no, blasphemy. So I found it very interesting because he, it was his heart, it was his heart, his frequency, energy, vibration. He was truly seeking, and at the same time, I'm open to, hey, maybe I'm wrong, right?
Yeah.
I just thought that was beautiful. And when he was sitting, there's a scene in the movie, and excuse me, in the episode where he's sitting down, him and Yeshua and Nicodemus are sitting down in the middle of the night, and they're chatting, and he says to him, oh gosh, of course I just lost. Oh, Yeshua talks about, you know, being reborn. And so to me, I took that as, I actually stopped it and went and wrote it down in my journal. He says one must be reborn. Well, what does that mean? Well, when I went to church, you had to, you know, get quote saved, you know, you baptized, and but to me, it was a reborn, ego death, resurrection of living in the heart. So it's a literal death of the ego. This is nothing new. You know this, but you're not living from your head anymore. Yes, we use our head, but we're leading from the heart. I thought that was amazing. So I got a little nugget, a little pearl.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's like a way to overlay what we know, what we've heard from Q. It's a great, to me, you're demonstrating like a way to overlay it and see another example doing it. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And agreed, it just, you get out of the control of the mind. It leads me to read something from last week we spoke about For the People. The article about what is the dark. So, to add on to what you just shared, if I can read something.
Please.
Imagine, so it's at the end of the article, imagine living through your inspiration, which is what you're saying, your spirit guiding your every move in peace, unattached, uninterested in drama, clear about what honors your spirit and life itself, fully awake, yet undisturbed, existing just outside of the matrix. What you just said, observing, having an experience that won't harm anything or contribute any darkness while loving everyone from a place of reverence and peace.
It's
That's
beautiful.
the, in a way, for me, that's the rebirth, you know, new way of being, wiping that old slate board clean of timelines and what wasn't ours. And that's what's incredible. Just to add this piece, because we're in the ascension period, is they go on to write, during the ascension time, this is what the lightship source is getting rid of, this mind energy that the darkness has brought here. And once that's released, then all you have is love, and the love energy is where you want to be, not in the mind. And you just gave an example for everyone.
Oh.
Perfect synchronicity yet again.
Thank you. Ah, oh, yeah, it's I don't know. I things
That was
popping
Ron
up.
Amatron. Sorry, I just want to give credit. That was Ron Amatron who said that. Go for
Oh boy.
it. I'm sorry, Lauren, to cut. I've cut you off a couple
No,
times.
it's all
Apologies.
good.
What were you going to say?
It's all good. Oh, okay, BBS. All right, thank you.
Bonus.
Bonus. All right,
Yeah.
cool.
We've been good girls.
Yeah, we've been
I got the
good.
bonus. See what happens? You even get extra.
That's right. That's right. Oh
There's
gosh. What
no
else?
time.
What else do we have here?
I wanted to say something. Where
Yeah,
did that
please.
go? Oh, well, it sort of points on what you're saying. I had a quote of the day that came to me, other than my tea bag quote. Life is not measured by time, it is measured by moments. And that's by Armin Hunan. By
Beautiful.
moments, right? Like Osho said, the next now, the next now, the next now. Key said that, the next now. It's just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can I tell something? Because I
Please.
ask you this story. It's just a quick one. So I always, like I shared at the beginning, I always love how the light works. Now, didn't Q say something like the light always become often so often becomes successful, or his expression so often became successful when he was famous? Didn't he say something like that? Okay, so Lauren, on our show or PRQ, I can't remember, I asked him about the red clay strays. Do you remember? Because they came to me and I love them. They were just a young band and new. I'm like, oh my gosh, this has got to be Q. And listening to them and feeling them and the different, we talked about it on the show, the different personalities that came through. So I happened to see something, again, synchronicity comes to me. This is how the light is helping everyone as well. This band was nom no, they won. Forgive me, it's incorrect, but best vocal group in country music. And they beat out a group that won apparently like 8 times. But what the announcer said was, radio has a media base. And he said, guess how many country radio stations played the Red Clay Strays? He said, three. Only three.
Wow.
And I felt, ah, see what happens. And he said, this is also cool because he said, this proves to me that this big radio stuff, or however he said it, these big systems, I'll put my own words on it, aren't working anymore. The people have a way around to connect. And I just got chills. I'm like, yep, look how the light works. All of the systems are falling apart. We're making, and the light is coming in so much. People are feeling the authenticity of these musicians and others. And look how big they are. So the people are saying, and I was excited. I'm like, I have to bring this up because, of course, I was so excited to bring that question to him. And anyway, it was fun. So the light continues to grow, and it's just a little entertainment story.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Your questions are so good because I go back and listen to the archives and I always get something new,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Yeah.
I always get something new. And if it's like somehow, like when I would call him with the question, he would say something and I'm like, I'm sitting there like, I don't quite get that, but I know I will later, right? And then even if it's a year or 2 years later, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Do you
It's
feel like it's like you do you bec I have had that same experience. You feel like it's a change in frequency. I feel like as some of the stuff is leaving us, it's like perfect at that moment. You get what you need, and then stuff leaves us. We get lighter, our frequency gets higher. Then it's like, oh, I'm actually able to hear that now. How did I miss that? Kind of goes back to how we started with frequency.
Because I call in and I was so nervous, you know. I think a lot of us experience that. I'm just like, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d. I'm just so I'm
I
just
always
nervous.
wondered too, how did you feel? I'm like, I'd feel so nervous. And then I also realized I just felt like a dry sponge absorbing all of this light, this energy. My body would shake. I'm like, is it nerves or is it this presence? Both.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Both. Someone was talking about higher frequency beings, and they said, whatever, however their experience was, they said they would bilocate to be with these higher frequency beings, and then these higher frequency beings said, okay, that's enough. You can only do so much. It takes a while for our body to be able to hold this. to grow and hold this light.
Yep.
It's a lot. So they just, you can see it. They just dose us, dose, you know, the light. It
Yeah.
seems well, perfectly planned.
Okay.
Okay,
Hey,
perfect.
Phoebeus. Yeah, you want
Thank
to
you
close
so
us
much.
out, Sosha?
Thank you for the people as well. As always, I've been practicing the pause as well. Not today on the show.
You're perfect. It's wonderful.
There's a little delay. It's funny. My apologies. I love being with you as always. Once again, and we'll see you next week at our lunch hour. Thank you, listeners, who are tuning in with us live. And thank you to those of us who listen to us later. We love you and just always hope to help and uplift and just hang out with you. So thank you, Q, endlessly for endless love and connection for with all of us, Mermaid, Asha, the whole team, BBS. Thank you. I love you, sis.
Oh, I love you too.